Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of December 2016, and this is the 490th Mole Out Loud podcast. Well, I've had a week off of Mole Out Loud, and a month and a week off writing Murmurs of Mole. And I feel as if I should feel very, very rested and rearing to go. My mother, when we ate, after we'd eaten a meal, would kind of sit there and sort of do a little drum on her thighs. It would go sort of... And then she would get up and she would get her apron off the back of the kitchen door. It was an apron that had a piece of wire around the waist instead of ties. And so you could kind of clip it on, and it made a little kind of, it made a clicking sound as she did it. And then she would smooth it down and go into the kitchen. The rest of us were all very, very slow eaters, and she wasn't. She was quite efficient in what she did, and the rest of us were all dreamers, the whole family. And I do sometimes really wish that I had some of my mother's get up and go. I mean, that little movement I was telling you about would also be accompanied by the words, "No time like the present." Whereas the rest of us were all rather procrastinators. And I'm finding it very difficult. That was a very long way of saying it. I'm finding it very difficult to get back into any groove. I know I wasn't really in a groove when I stopped. I think I was quite tired and also unfocused. Partly because the baby was coming and that was a big event, and Boo had died and that was quite a big event too. But it's also, for me, it's this time of year. I find I get scattier and scattier in the summer and have less and less energy to and less focus. And I'm trying to move with the summer. I was reasonably successful last summer in not getting really depressed, which is kind of what has happened in past summers. So I'm hoping that's... I don't feel depressed at the moment at all, but I want to be able to go with the flow of summer enough to at least move through it gracefully and look forward to the autumn. And also to try and get enough sleep, which is one of the things that doesn't happen in the summer. It's so light and noisy. I'm not feeling like my mother today. I'm feeling quite slow. Monday is normally my off day, so that's not such a problem today. And I will just have to see how tomorrow goes. One of the things that is all I like to have as a Monday habit is writing to my Hexen group, Hexenschuss group, my writing group. We usually exchange emails, and I opened it today after this week of being pretty much off the internet, and I've got 144 emails, and I think 50 of them are from the Hexenschuss group. So I kind of opened it up and I felt a little bit weak, and I haven't written my email yet, because I feel I really want to read those and see where they've got to. So I'm feeling not quite with it, is the long and the short of it. the rather long of it, actually. And I just, we'll have to see how it goes. I'm off to ringing in a few minutes, and sometimes that can be quite invigorating. I do hope that you've had a rather more successful week whilst I've been absent, and or that you've had a restful week if you haven't been engaged in any particular activity. And I hope that you find an energy and focus in yourself, and that if you are in the Northern Hemisphere, you are enjoying the cooler weather as much as I would, and not hankering too much for my weather, which is warming up. I'm going to leave you with that today, and I'm sending you a photograph of a piece of Hobart landscape that I observed this morning. I went into town to buy a couple of things that I needed to send off, and it was absolutely exquisitely glistening blue skies, and I couldn't resist it. So I shall leave you with that. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.